I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll begin today in Japan, where a tsunami warning triggers thoughts of the past. Later, Christians in Liberia celebrate the fruits of a surprise partnership. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But first, the search for survivors continues today in Taiwan. The strongest earthquake in 25 years hit Taiwan yesterday during the morning rush hour, triggering tsunami warnings as far away as southern Japan. A3's Takeshi Takazawa says,
"We didn't feel strong shake. However, we received warning through our smartphones. And then almost identically, the community loudspeaker announced the recorded tsunami warning to move to the higher place. After the warning, tsunami has started to hit some of the smaller island closer to Taiwan."
Thankfully, no deaths were recorded in Japan's Okinawa Prefecture as communities heeded the evacuation orders.
"These tsunami warning is not like crying wolf. It's a serious business. The big earthquake way back in 1995 in Kobe area has shook up Japanese people. And then 2011, we have experienced triple disaster with tsunami, and many has lost lives."
Wednesday's quake affected communities in several regions in Taiwan and was felt as far away as the Philippines and China. Pray that Christian leaders can deliver help and hope in the name of Jesus.
Jesus is in control of everything, even this quake or tsunami. In the midst of that, God's care and love and protection is there, and God is way more powerful than this.
Next, war in Gaza is spilling into neighboring countries. Ukraine has been fending off invasion for years now. Extremist groups rain terror on Nigeria, gangs control Haiti, and terrorists target civilians in Moscow. The headlines are grim. It would be easy to turn off the news, but that's not the call of the church. Edward Graham of Samaritan's Purse says,
"I believe God calls us to go and run to the sound of the guns, run to the fire, and go help those that are in need."
This starts with meeting practical needs. Samaritan's Purse can help with food, water, transportation, shelter, and medical needs. But Graham says it can't stop there.
"The most important part of the story of the Good Samaritan is that the innkeeper was paid a debt. And the man said, if this doesn't cover it, I'll be back and take care of the rest. Well, the debt is the blood of Jesus Christ. So that's why we go. We're given the Great Commission to go make disciples of men."
Samaritan's Purse offers chances for Christians to answer that call.
"God will take the resources that you have. You just need to be bold enough to get out of the boat. Too many Christians would be like the other disciples sitting in the boat. I need Peters, who at least will take that step of faith and want to be part of a miracle and get out of the boat. He gets a bad rep for sinking. He's the only one that got out of the boat."
And last November, we shared a story of a surprise encounter between Mission Cry and a music ministry. They discovered they could partner to send not only Bibles and Christian books, but also musical instruments to spread the gospel in Liberia. This month, Jason Wolford with Mission Cry shares that their shipping container full of gospel-centered resources arrived safely.
"Now, not only do people have medical equipment, not only do they have musical instruments, but they have the only thing that doesn't return void, and that is the Word of God."
You can watch a video of kids receiving the musical instruments at missionnews.org. Mission Cry partners have distributed the books and Bibles to churches, prisons, and Bible schools in Liberia.
"The very real devil hates what we're doing. We're sending the Word of God, God Himself, through the Bible, to people around the world who could have never got one or afforded it."
Pray for protection for the Mission Cry team and consider partnering with them in this critical work. 3 new shipping containers are packed and ready to go, waiting for sponsors to send them.
"We can send a container filled with $500,000 worth of free Bibles and Christian books for $11,000.
Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.